Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, oh my goodness, the gun. It's the gun. Oh, my goodness, it's the gun. The gun. We got to get rid of the guns. The guns are bad. They're just all bad. Well, then, if that's the case, then why do you have armed security detail around yourselves? Why do you fortify yourselves against the very people that you're supposed to protect? Curious. Of course, these are real questions. Of course, they can't survive the burden of proof because they have none. Folks, but look at this. This is brand new. Gavin Newsom, the one that's pushing by force, right? Unconstitutional force through totalitarian methods. The vaccines on the people. 6.5 million people dead on the planet now because of the experimental jabs. But yet somebody goes down into a mall and starts shooting it up. And he says the Second Amendment is becoming a suicide pack. Hey, folks. Don't pay attention to all the armed security detail he has walking around him as he's frolicking down the street with another useful idiot to ask him questions that he already knows how to answer. And they're not real questions. They're not legitimate questions. It's the gun that's the problem, friends. No, it's the person pulling the trigger. How do you stop all of this? Because there's so much to be said. If I was just to do the whole show right now on this one topic, we could. But we're not going to today. I mean, they teach the young people how to commit the crime. The anti-gunners, by the way, many of them are the ones that are on the screen shooting up innocent people, right? They're the vigilantes. They're the ones using gun violence all over the place, like Stallone or Matt Damon or a plethora of others that do nothing but show the young people how to commit crime through gun violence on screen. Then behind closed doors, what do? They're anti-gunners, but they still have armed security detail. Folks, it's their hypocrisy stinks to high heaven, and it's not one that we're going with. But I want to show you something here, okay, concerning all of these mass shootings. By the way, 94% of them are taking place in gun-free zones, which are unconstitutional. Okay, these are all created by the very politicians that are condemning the crimes, but yet when they happen, they sit there and say, we need more gun control. Wait a second, how's it worked thus far? 94% of all gun-free zones is where mass murders take place. Okay, and they should be held accountable. No question, lawfully, these corrupt politicians should be held accountable, impeached, and prosecuted. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. They're disarming the innocent in the face of a predator. Okay, and again, we have to start thinking these things through. But isn't it ironic, friends, that a Pfizer ad would show up on this ad by CBS News highlighting Gavin Newsom walking down the street with armed security detail protecting him from the people that he's supposed to serve? And then he said the Second Amendment is becoming a suicide pact. Really? Here, let me show you how you deter the crime, okay? You deter the crime by going over to Numbers 35, verse 33, okay? And you can also go over to Deuteronomy 19, 19. When the Lord said in Exodus 20, verse 13, thou shall not murder, that means thou shall not murder, and if you do murder, this is what happens. It's blood for blood. If you want to put a stop to mass murders, or those that want to pull the trigger without thinking about it, because they already see that there's no consequence in a bureaucracy that's been created to make $64 billion through what they call the injustice system. I'm adding in, of course. It's a $64 billion bureaucracy, friends. They're creating slaves. It's slave labor. Are those young people that are going into public squares and shooting up 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 all the way up to 15 people, are they being held accountable for their crimes, or are they being thrown into a prison system to be given 3 squares every deal to rehabilitate them, to keep them healthy? I mean, you can't make this up. That's man's system. Read Mark 7. And what is it all premised on? Indulgence, a system of indulgence. And keep in mind, friends, this system they call the correctional institution in America, they're the ones teaching these criminals how to commit the crime not once, not twice, but 3 times before they really mean what they say. You look at these mass murders. I'm going to do a show on this up and coming soon, and I've already got stuff teed up for this show. But you go to some of these mass murders, they say, they literally say out of their own mouth, you let me out, I'll do it again. You let me out, I'll do it again. Of course, there's a 70% recidivism rate. That means when they get out, they go back again because they commit another crime. Why? Because soft judges produce hardened criminals. And that's what's happening here. Look at this. It tells us if someone murders, that you're supposed to, what's required is their blood. Folks, what they used to do in this country, like it or not, some of you liberal whacks, like it or not, what they used to do if someone murdered, they would take them publicly and hang them, that others also might fear, in obedience to God. Now, guess what? The fruit of that is it deters the crime, Proverbs 16:6. It doesn't continuously, friends, encourage more crime. It doesn't add to these criminals to go ahead and do it again because they know that their time is out. You know what's interesting as well, friends, speaking of which, when you see someone that's committed the act of murder and then the death sentence is brought into the court, that's what scares them away from ever committing the crime again. Well, just think, prevention would have been better than cure if the system of government would still obey God the way that they're established to obey God, but they're not doing it any longer. It's interesting that they would be deterring the crime. They're not. They're saying the gun's the problem. The gun's no more the problem than a spoon is the problem when a person becomes fat from using that spoon. Hey, folks, Deuteronomy 30:19 comes to my aid. It's who's behind pulling the trigger. You don't see weapons being thrown into jail, do you? No, you see the perpetrators, the criminals themselves that are charged for the crime, Romans 3:20, and they are incarcerated. They're brought into a penitentiary. But see, they're not afraid to commit the crime anymore. Many of these criminals, not only do they say they'll do it again, but they laugh in court. Okay, what happens when you publicly string them up, friends? 35:35, so shall you not pollute the land where you and you are, for the blood it defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. Hey, folks, life for life. Life for life. Don't sit there and tell me about how, you know, if it's an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, it's going to leave the whole world blind. No, baloney. That's not truth. Gandhi said that lunatic. Folks, the bottom line is we hold to the word of God, let man be a liar and God be the truth. If you want to deter the crime, then get back to God's statutes and his judgments and do what he says to do. That's what's going to deter the crime, period. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Interestingly enough, as I'm going through scripture right now, and we're going to get back to the topic, which is the heart of the gospel, and this is which most men avoid. It's interesting that I highlighted the show, just for those that are listening to me in 157 cities right now, and because I named it the heart of the gospel is what is avoided by the most, it's amazing how people deter that. See, they love God so much, but when his word's being preached, they don't want to hear it. Oh, and it's totally true. Oh, my goodness. I mean, me and Tim, morning show host this morning, we're talking. We could sit there and just preach all day on the hypocrisy that we see in this country. It's absolutely amazing. Acts 4:11 tells us what? It tells us that this is the stone, Jesus Christ, which was set at naught of you builders. You want to go ahead and build without him. You want to do it without the Spirit of God. You want to do it without the Christ. And it says, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. He's an offense to you. He's a rock of offense to those, not those that don't necessarily believe, but to those that say they believe. He's a rock of offense. He's the head of the corner. Okay? He's the stumbling block to their hypocrisies. Well, as it's been said, friends, the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. And isn't it interesting, we had D. James Kennedy, we had Ray Comfort on, and I'm just thinking about this now, and I just brought up the question. So, Ray, what do you see across the country in the churches as far as the believers? He said a majority of them are not believers. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I can see it on live stream right now. They love God so much that when his word is being preached, they don't want to hear it today. Nope. Because his word has no place in them. They have not the love of God. And it's interesting as well, friends, those are the ones that are constantly nitpicking the word when you preach it, like such as 8:11 of the book of John where it says, go and sin no more. These are the people that rise up, and then they'll listen to it, and then what they try to do is they try to justify themselves. Hey, listen to me. Better for the rock to fall upon you than you to fall upon, I'm sorry, for you to fall upon the rock than the rock to fall upon you. They strain at the gnat and they swallow the camel. And we get to see it all day long. It's all across the country. Okay? So anyways, with that said, I wanted to cover something here. And by the way, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to that beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. And one more time, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. People are just gluttons for more punishment. You know, it's interesting when you look at the book of Leviticus 26. It also applies over in Deuteronomy 28 as well. But it talks about where the Lord warns, and he warns. And he said, for all of this, if you still refuse to hear and to keep my commandments and my statutes and my judgments, I'm going to bring it seven times worse. Well, they're in now for the seven times worse. Go ahead and mark the word. Go ahead and mark his word, because seven times worse is coming. Also keep in mind, friends, if you want to go on with your pride, remember that the sword comes after that. The Lord is very merciful. He's very gracious. But you know what? There's a point where he says, I'm going to set the plumb line. There is no more excuses. That's where America's at today. And the next thing that's coming, friends, is the sword. America, you need to repent. Don't blame the Lord for sending faithful individuals that deliver souls by preaching his word uncompromisingly and unadulterated. Because we have held to his word every step of the way. And every step of the way, we find out over and over and over again. When we get to the point where he warned us of it, there he goes again. He says, okay, now this is the next stage of judgment. This is the next stage of judgment. And by the way, if there's any pastors, you know, that want to contend for that, that would refute what I'm telling you right now, and you want to go ahead and preach your modern gospel, go ahead and give me a call, because I'd like to set you straight too, in so many different ways, because you're the reason that America's in trouble today in so many different ways. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. The very heart of God is sent in justice. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies, right? And it tells us in the book of Psalm 97, you that love the Lord hate evil and love that which is good. And I can take you over to Thessalonians if you'd like to. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. This is all New Testament. Folks, Don't play with a just and a holy God. It's not a good place to put yourself. It truly isn't. So anyways, with that said, what I want to do is I want to show you this. I got a couple calls coming up, and I'll take them in just a second. But I first want you to get this, because I see it. People are caught up into the right-left paradigm that doesn't exist. Folks, I've been tearing this one down for 20 years on radio. And here, let me just give it to you this way. Jesus said in Mark 3:25, listen carefully, and if a house be divided against itself, the house cannot stand. Did we all hear that? It cannot stand. That's what it tells us. If Satan be divided against himself, how shall he rise above it? He can't. It's self-infliction. How do you have a right and a left paradigm going on in government, namely to the Republicans and the Democrats, which neither one exist, friends? Neither one of them exist constitutionally, because we're ruled by law. Again, not by party affiliation. Now we have a Muslim caucus because the Americans want to refuse to listen and knock off the idolatrous games here. Now their enemies within that mean to conquer the country have now established a caucus. Okay? A guy said this morning on a post, and I want you to hear it, and I want you to see it. Burger King and Popeyes have a chicken sandwich war while being owned by the same parent company. He said, is the greatest real-life analogy for our modern-day American politics. Did you hear that? Oh, here. Burger King and Popeyes having a chicken sandwich war while being owned by the same company, just like the two wings of the same bird, right? Called the Republicans and the Democrats. And I've given this message 40 times, literally, in that of the state of Michigan. And every single time I go back, they're still talking the same way. And it shows you who they feed on, and it shows you what they're born of. They're born of the flesh. That's why they remain in the flesh. But Burger King and Popeyes having a chicken sandwich war while being owned by the same parent company, he said, is the greatest real-life analogy for our modern American politic or political parties. I have been highlighting this for 20 years. He's exactly right. If you need a visual, here it is. So it shows a hawk with a fish, which the fish has nothing to do with it, but it kind of does, and I get the analogy here. But it shows a hawk with a fish in his claws, his prey. And it shows Democrats on the left side, okay? And then it has the Republicans on the right side. Each one's a wing. And then the middle, the body of this hawk, is corporate media. And the fish represents the prey that's been caught, the public. The public. That's right. Folks, that language doesn't exist. The right and left. Matter of fact, you remember when George Orwell said political language, and with variations, this is true of all political parties, from conservatives to Antichrist, is designed to make lies sound truthful. To make them sound truthful. Folks, we're a constitutional republic. Article 4, Section 4. We got Debbie calling in from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Debbie?
Hi.
Hi.
First off, I love your message. Second, I have a question on the Judeo-Christian, okay?
Yeah.
I never heard Judeo-Christian until I heard Trump talk about it on stage, and it kind of blew me away.
Okay.
So where does that come from, Judeo-Christian? Where does that come from? Because I was not raised that way.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Judeo means Jewish, right?
Yeah, I'm not Jewish.
Well, guess what? Are you a Christian?
Yes.
Well, your Lord Jesus Christ was Jewish, wasn't he?
Yes.
Okay, incarnate.
I
that means
the Jews crucified him.
Well, they did, but it doesn't mean Jesus. But it doesn't mean Jesus wasn't Jewish.
Well,
they were bad. There's good Jewish people too, and there's Messianic Jewish people too, isn't there?
Yes.
Okay, so where are we confused? I'm having fun with you, Debbie. Where are we confused?
Well,
I mean, if it came out of Trump's mouth, I wouldn't trust it as far as it came out of his mouth. But keep in mind, the devil quotes scriptures, too. I'm going to take you up right on the other side of this break. Hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Updates.
What became a political problem, for Republicans, is now a national security problem for the country.
Senator Lindsey Graham on word of another case of classified documents. Lawyers for former Vice President Mike Pence say they found a small number of papers at Pence's suburban Indianapolis home. In Atlanta, the Fulton County DA wants a judge to keep under seal a special grand jury report on alleged efforts to overturn Georgia's presidential election results. It's the broadest hint yet that charges are coming. The former FBI agent charged with working for Russian oligarchs is free on $500,000 bond. Charles McGonigal is accused of taking bribes from an Albanian spy while still working at the bureau, then of helping a Russian oligarch after he retired. Walmart says it's raising its minimum pay to $14 an hour. That's a hike of about 17%. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We have Debbie in Texas right now asking about Judeo-Christian. And I'm in the process of understanding exactly what I'm saying, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you that I took the time to go online real quick. And it's exactly what I just conveyed to you. The term Judeo-Christian is used to group Christianity and Judaism together, which you can't separate them, okay? Especially in America, because we're premised on something called common law. That is premised on the Torah. Or ecclesiastical law, canon law, okay? And then it goes on and says, in either in reference to Christians' deviation from Judaism or Christianity's borrowing of Jewish scripture to constitute the Old Testament of the Christian Bible, or due to perilous or commonalities in Judeo-Christian ethics. So, does that help, Debbie?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
I guess what I wanted to say was I'm not trying to demean you in any way.
Okay.
I love y'all.
Yep.
I was not raised on that phrase, okay? In that belief that the Judeo-Christian, okay? I never heard it until Trump spoke about it on stage. And the other thing... I guess...
How would that be demeaning to me, just because you weren't raised that way? I mean, I didn't have even Christianity a part of my life, so it's not demeaning if someone gives me a knowledge of something I didn't know before. How would that be demeaning to me, Debbie?
Well, I guess it's not. I just want you to know I'm not trying to start a fight, okay? but my people, my crowd, this is so sad to say, we have been taught that the Jews are the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
And it's I'm struggling to understand what is going on.
Okay.
So well, I guess that's my point.
I get it. You know, Adolf Hitler convinced 80 million Germans the same thing. You got to make a distinction. Hey, folks, here's the thing. It's like making a distinction between black people and white people and yellow people and purple people. You know, we all have the same blood flowing through us, right? And the covenant was made with the Jews originally. The oracles of God were given unto the Jews, Romans 3, okay? But also keep in mind, their falling away from the Christ was us being rooted back into the branch, which is found in the book of Romans. So to separate ourselves from the fact that we're premised in this country on the Old Testament, that, by the way, and I'm talking about moral law, not ceremonial law, Jesus came in to magnify and to establish that moral law while he did away with the Old Testament ceremonial law. And I'm not trying to confuse you, but I just want you to understand that Jesus is Jewish, and there's good Jews just as much as there's Jews that are a part of the Satan or synagogue of Satan. So there's good, bad, and ugly in all of us. And here's the bottom line, and it applies to all of us. Acts 17:26 says we all, you know, bleed red, right? All nations are one blood. And also keep in mind, regardless of where we come from or our backgrounds, we still have the option of being born again, John 3:3, by the Spirit of God. Okay? And so is that helpful?
Thank you, Bradley. Thank you so much. I just needed to clear that up for me in my head.
Okay, no, we're good. Debbie, where are you at? Are you listening to me on the radio right now?
I'm on Rumble.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, well, I totally appreciate it. I hope I helped.
You did, and I thank you, and I love you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. Totally appreciate it. All right, cool. Let's go to Sean really quick in Florida. He's suffering in the Florida Keys right now. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Sean. What is the temperature way, 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 way down south from that of Minnesota?
Let me check an actual thermometer.
Okay.
It's 80 degrees.
Oh, my goodness. I believe we're at 3 degrees tonight, my friend. So you're in a good place. You're in a good place.
I'm from way up north like you. But, hey, Debbie needs to understand we're all from Ham, Jeff, and Tepeth. The word race isn't in the Bible. But one thing I did want to ask you about the Bible was in regards to this live chat on Rumble where somebody brought up this, you know, where the Earth's core stops spinning in reverse direction.
I have no idea who you heard from.
I understand. But the thing of it is that doesn't it say in the Bible that the Earth is still and does not move?
Okay.
I'm
trying to figure out, though, and I hear this kind of stuff all the time.
Let me finish, Sean.
I just want to say something. Let's have a conversation here, Sean. What does that have to do with seeking and saving that which is lost? Jesus said, if you follow me, I'll make you to become fishers of men. What does that have to do with the souls of men?
That's what I'm saying. It's just more ways of them dividing.
Exactly. That's right. So let's keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of my faith, my friend. Because if we do that, we're not going to falter. We're not going to stumble. And he promised us just that. And I hear all of this. I hear it constantly. And it's just like I got to throw a reminder in there concerning what Scripture says. And, guys, let's get our eyes fixed on the great mandate here. And it has nothing to do with Nephilim. It has nothing to do with speculating. It has nothing to do. You get what I'm saying? And some of it gets real weird and heretical. So I don't know. Those are my thoughts.
Well, I just saw that Sons of Radio Liberty Live said in reference to that, because it keeps scrolling, Numbers 35:33, and I just go back to what I learned as a child, that the earth is still and does not move.
What does that have to do with Numbers 35:33?
I don't know. You guys posted it. It says Sons of Liberty Radio Live.
Yeah,
and
well,
then Lori DeVries types in, so ye shall not pollute the land wherein ye are, for blood it defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed with the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it.
Yep, and we were talking about during the first segment, people that walk into the public square and they shoot up 1 to 15 people. What they used to...
I didn't see that.
Yep, no, that's what it is. That's why it's called live radio, because I'm going off on so many different branches concerning the stock of this conversation that I'm literally just rapidly firing scripture off concerning what it is that we're talking about as to what topic we're talking about during that particular moment. So I hope that helps.
Thank you for bringing me full circle, and I just
absolutely.
I just want to say thank you for your service, and I'll let you go, sir.
Thank you, Sean. I totally appreciate you. And again, you are in a very good place, my friend. Let me tell you. We got John calling from Missouri. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, John?
How are you today, Bradley?
I'm doing good.
Excellent. I'd just like to reiterate on that. You say you pointing out that we need to stay focused on God. And I believe some of these topics about whether the earth spins or whether it's round or whether it's flat clearly shows what does it say? The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. When we witness these things and talk about them, it shows his work, and we give him praise and thanks, and it's an experience that we can share with others by connecting the word of God with the reality of visually seeing his creation.
Amen. Well, listen, it's interesting that you're talking about this, because I was just in California last week, and there's a lot of talk about the flat earth and the sphere and how we've been lied by NASA. And I got to tell you, I'm not up to par on all of that stuff. So if you guys want to go ahead and add, throw it out on the table for something to for everybody to chew on and to really kind of search out and know for themselves as to what it is, that's absolutely your prerogative, and I totally appreciate it. But you know what? It's not unwarranted neither. So that's probably something I need to look into, Johnny.
Understood. I appreciate everything you do, Bradley. And thanks for being just able and open-minded to discuss any topic. That clearly shows your honesty and integrity. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. I totally appreciate that. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I know some people are saying, Bradley, why are you being so nice to these people? Because they're asking in all sincerity. I'm not going to backhand them if they're being insincere. I mean, my goodness, if someone is not knowing the way to go, the last thing I want to do is kick them to the curb. The Bible says, cursed be those men. I don't want to be a part of those that are cursed. I want to get them back on the straight and narrow. And the best way to do that is to continuously keep and to redirect men's eyes back to the Christ. And that's found in Hebrews 12:2. And he is the one that we are supposed to follow. John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:5. Because he's the only mediator. And I want people to get on that straight and narrow. And I want them to begin to understand that they have a responsibility, and that is to get out there and seek and save that which is lost. Again, Matthew 4:19 tells us that if we follow Christ, we are going to become fishers of men. If we are not becoming fishers of men, and we just want to talk about these issues that really don't matter a whole lot, I'll tell you what, it shows you who you're following, and it's not the Christ. I mean, let's call it for what it is. That's what we're called and commanded to do. Again, Matthew 4:19. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to show you a couple more things, and then I want to get over to the favorite scripture of so many across the globe, from the present to the very beginning of mankind on this planet, that understand what I'm about ready to share with you. Okay? It's not me that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. There's a little salt on your tongue. I wanted you to see this, folks. You folks out in Michigan that are trying to figure out what's going on, and this is all across the boards. This is every governor in our union, okay? This is one that just happened to be caught again, and I'm talking about the wicked witch of Michigan. Isn't it interesting? People are trying to figure out, why is Whitmer, who's continuously assailing her own people, why is it that Whitmer is speaking at a World Economic Forum in an annual meeting in Davos? Isn't that interesting? That's where they just confronted the head and the CEO of Pfizer as well. It's a global meeting, friends. And look who she's hanging out with. Alexander Soros, PhD. Guess who he is the son to? Mr. War Criminal on an International Basis, Mr. George Soros.
Of liberty.
So it should come
we
as no surprise. Here, go ahead and take a look again.
To protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to get past this real quick. Whitmer, the governor from Michigan, who they want you to believe was reelected, who ran her campaign on making sure that babies can remain the woman's choice to murder them, and also passing other bills to usurp the authority of the parents in that country, who was dethroned not once but twice by the Supreme Court for all of her unconstitutional edicts concerning the experimental jabs, it happened to be there in Davos. And it says Whitmer will do January 17th discussion on the return of manufacturing. Really? That's the same time all these big heads and CEOs of pharma were there and had been confronted. And it's interesting that Whitmer's hanging out with the likes of international war criminal's son, Alexander Soros, PhD. I got to add the PhD. Right? They're so smart, they don't know how to tell the truth. But what is all this about, friends? That's all you need to know, Michigan, right there. Has nothing to do with manufacturing. It's them getting together, basically fortifying themselves and those that have sold their souls to further assail the people in the United States. And Americans, you know this. You know all of this. I'm going to take Cindy really quick from Louisiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Cindy from Louisiana, what say you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, Cindy?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay.
I was just calling because, you know, you and Tim both, I hear y'all speak so much about the Constitution, which I am a 100% believer in. I understand God's plan for us, and I believe that our founding fathers were inspired by God, which is why we have the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights.
Yep.
at the same time, I see so many comments, like in reference to guns. They're not going to take my guns. They're not going to take my guns. And at the same time, we're all sitting back knowing that we have a new world order upon us. Yep. We're all sitting back while we know people are being injured and dying from injections. What, I hear what you're saying and I agree with you, but how do we get Americans to understand this? Is it because they've really never read these documents and the scriptures? How do we do this?
I can tell you, there's a whole lot of hypocrisy going on in this country, Cindy. They love God so much that when the new favorite politician pops his head out there, they're sure to run over and worship him in the place of Christ. And you can see that's exactly what's happened to this country over the last 100 and some years. And I want to tell you what it stems from: a lack of gratitude for what the Father did through the Son on Calvary for their redemption. They sit there and complain about the very politicians that they put into office. Over
exactly.
And over. Yep, they get caught up into the same cycle. They know more. They love their freedom as so much or as so far as it actually costs them. And they don't want to have to pay the price. They want someone else to do it. And they don't realize that 86, and I'm talking about the 86% of those that profess to be Christians, they don't understand. They're the ones that are accountable before God and they're accomplices to the crimes of all the hell that this country is being turned into today. It's laid
exactly.
at their front. Exactly. So we're in the same boat. We can't force people to repent, but we can force them to obey natural law, right? And the bottom
exactly.
line, yep, so there's going to be a lot of people that think they're going to heaven when, in fact, the fruits in their mm-hmm. basket has done nothing but produce the fruits of hell. And that's what we're seeing. It's hypocrisy. That's what it's all predicated upon. And their lack of love for God.
And
that's what it
just,
is.
I mean, I feel like I'm about to cry right now because I appreciate my life. I sit in my backyard, and I live in southeast Louisiana, and I look and I see everything in front of me that was created for
yep.
me, you know,
yep.
for me to enjoy. And now here our Constitution hangs by a thread. Our freedoms and liberties hang by a thread, and nobody does anything. I tried to get a group of people in to go with me in my community to the state capitol, and myself and three other people were going to meet with the senators to say exactly what we thought, we were going to call them out.
Yep.
Everyone who claimed that they're going to fight for their guns wouldn't go with me.
Yep. Oh,
it
yeah.
wouldn't go.
Yeah, here, let me give this to you really quick, and for the sake of time, I'm not going to cut you off in a rude manner, but I do have to tell you I have to cut this call so I can finish my point. When I first started doing high school assemblies, I sat there and I listened to a youth pastor do nothing but talk about what he was going to do. For 6 months, I'm straight out of the rock and roll world. By the way, I used to play up in Lake Charles, Louisiana, at a place called Pinochles back in the late
yep.
90s. Okay? So, interestingly enough, when I got into the church, I thought they were the ones that were going to be behind me. They were going to support me. And we've done 365 public schools in 25 different states because we've seen those kids being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. You know who assailed us? Now, we expected the mainstream media, and they didn't fail to attack. No question about it. But
right.
you know who our greatest opposition was? The church. They were the one, because they didn't want us doing what they themselves have left undone. Read Numbers 13
exactly.
and 14. Cindy, keep doing what you're doing. There's people all over the country that are doing. They're not hearers only, deceiving themselves. Don't get your eyes off the television, because they're only going to continuously promote doom and gloom, and there's nothing you can do about it. Fear and oppression. Shut that down. Get in the Word, and you're going to find yourself overcoming, and you're going to continuously go forward regardless if those people go with you or not. Period. And
well,
the Lord
thank
will...
you for saying that.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call, Cindy. As Paul said, the Lord stood with me. The Lord stood with me. I've been there 1,000 times where everybody else was all adamant about the war that was in front of us. And until the fire came, they were the first ones to spin out. I've seen it 1,000 times. And it's those that you least likely expect to be a part of the fight. They're the ones that come out of nowhere and they get in the fight with you. Look at the life of Eleazar, the son of Dodo, in the book of Samuel. I mean, he picked up the sword because he's seen the children of Israel flee. He picked up the sword, and the Lord gave him the victory. We don't need a majority. And the reason we don't need a majority is the Lord breaks down the majority. Look at Gideon's life. I mean, 30,000 down to 10,000, and it's like, nope, you know what? Those are the ones that are to go. And why? That no flesh should glory in his presence. It only takes one person. Like John Knox said, you're always in the majority. Listen to me, friends. It only takes one person sold out to the Lord. And just imagine what the Lord will do through you if you sell yourself out for his glory. Here's the greatest gospel verse in the Bible. I must hit it. I want you to listen carefully. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him, Jesus, sin for us, he who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Listen carefully. I know that too many people might say that this may not be their favorite scripture, but if they were to take time and break it down word for word, I believe that it would change the minds of those that are truly saved. So let me unpack these words for you. He, God, made Jesus sin. What do you mean that he made Jesus sin? Isaiah 53, verse 6. He made Jesus sin only in one sense. He treated Jesus as if he had committed every sin ever committed by every person who would ever believe, though, in fact, he committed none of them. His blood is the propitiation of the sins of the world, friends. Get out of your finite minds, okay? Hanging on the cross, he was holy, he was harmless and undefiled, Hebrews 7:26. Hanging on the cross, he was the spotless lamb. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. John 1:29. He was never at any time a sinner. Rather, he was the holy God on the cross. John 8:46. God treating him, Jesus, like he lived my life. God punished Jesus for my sins and then turns around and treats me as if I lived Jesus' life. 1 Peter 3:18. This is the great doctrine of substitution. And on this doctrine turned the whole Reformation of the church. Friends, listen carefully. This is the heart of the gospel. Look to Christ crucified. Look to the Lamb of God. And you'll understand. So what you get is complete forgiveness, covered by the blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ. Read Revelation 1:5. The Bible also tells us, friends, in the Colossians, that we have been redeemed from the power of darkness and we've been translated into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood. So when God looks at the cross, the Father sees you. And when he looks at you, guess who he sees? He sees Jesus Christ. Do you understand? The doctrine of substitution. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It is no longer I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. Read Romans 6 as well, friends, because it's not us. It's him that doeth the works through us for his glory. Amen. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.